Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and I'm here today with Daphne with Daffe Photography. Daphne, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How did you get started in art and photography and all these creative endeavors?
Okay, let's see. It all started when I was in preschool. We go all the way back to preschool with my art. It all started, I was obsessed with painting. I would paint all the time. I'd paint flowers mostly, and I would write poetry. And fast forward to probably fourth grade, I want to say fourth grade, when I moved to Tennessee from California, I picked up some disposable film cameras. My mom would get them for me at Walgreens, and I would set up photo shoots with my younger sisters and my chihuahuas. So that's where it all began. I mean, I've always been an artist. I've always been super creative my entire life, whether it was what I was wearing, writing, painting, everything. I wanted to be an artist when I grew up, and I knew I was going to be an artist when I grew up. So, and then fast forward again to middle school, I started to get into illustrating and drawing really super moody things all the time. I had like the notebooks.
Middle school is for everybody.
I was that kid, and that's when I really started getting into writing. I would write out my feelings and thoughts, and the more I wrote and the more that I created, the deeper my creations got. It's a lot. So by the time I got to high school, though, you know, I took AP art classes every semester. I would take multiple art classes. And that's when I really started to perfect my my work. And I created my voice in art, mostly in high school. I really found myself. I, you know, drew inspiration from a lot of different things that I was discovering at the time during my formative high school years. And the rest is history. After high school, I became Daffe.
So how did you kind of narrow down on photography as what you really focus on?
So I narrowed down on photography as an adult because it was something that I could, it was the easiest way for me as a working person and a mother to get my thoughts and feelings out art-wise. So it takes a long time to create a painting or an illustration for me, or it can. Photography, it was the easiest way for me to inspire people and reach people, thanks to social media, you know. So, yeah.
One thing I love about it, your work, it's like, it's very, it's whimsical, it's fantasy, it's, I think it's very empowering too.
Yeah.
How did you kind of develop that style?
That would be just, that's just me. I simply put, that is literally just, it goes back to, like, again, the poetry, the writing, the illustrations. I used to illustrate these whimsical storytelling pieces involving, like, animals. I'd use pen and ink in different mediums. But, I mean, it's just me. It's who I am. I am, like, my greatest muse, if that makes sense. Me, my soul, who I am on the inside, my thoughts and feelings, that is my muse. So
I really like that. I think that's, I think so often as artists, we're like, oh, I'm inspired by this, I'm inspired by this, but you need to be inspired by yourself, because otherwise, like, it's just gonna dry up.
Correct.
Like, you're not gonna have anything left. So I really love that. So besides yourself, which is great. Everyone needs that. Yeah. But what else inspires you?
So I actually draw a lot of inspiration from the seasons we experience here in Tennessee, meaning so the dead of winter and mid to late summer inspire me the most. I love the silence and the blue of winter, and I love the soft hum and haze of mid to late summer. Literally, my entire close friend group is a group of amazing artists. Each one of them is an artist of some sort. They're models, photographers, adventurers, poets themselves, gardeners, painters, rule breakers. They know who they are, and they truly inspire me on another level.
Very nice. It's always nice to have those other people who help inspire us. We'll be back on the scene with more with DAFE Photography.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
You're back on the scene, and we're here talking to Daphne with DAFE Photography. Daphne, what are some of the favorite like styled shoots you've done?
So that is a very difficult question. Because every set that I've created is extremely unique and tells its own story. I've created with so many different people that have their own magic to them that's come out during our shoots. I've created entire sets on back porches, random creeks off the side of the road here in the Upper Cumberland, waterfalls, etc. So it's hard to pinpoint a favorite shoot. One of them was the one that I did create on a back porch. So with that situation, we were pressed for time. There was a huge storm about to roll in. And my friend Astrid was traveling through the area. So because of that, I was like, okay, so we only have a back porch to work with. I'm going to bring a pretty sheet, just a blank sheet. We're going to set it up. I'm going to run to Trader Joe's, pick up a whole, you know, bag full of fruit and flowers, and we're going to make this work. I brought the wardrobe with me and everything, put her in it, and we literally created one of the most beautiful sets I've ever done. So it's been featured in museums. It's been other artists have painted oil paintings of some of the shots that we captured that day, and it's a shoot that has like followed me throughout my entire career in the past several years. So that is definitely a favorite. And another favorite is probably let me think, one that I did last year actually with a couple of great ladies. We ran around in a field, and I put them in like a creek, and magic happened. So it's beautiful, captures their energy perfectly. It's one of my favorites by far. It's very nice. So
I can't imagine how rewarding it is to see your work being replicated by other people.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one honor. Of those things as an artist, like you always have in the head, like other artists like me, like it's amazing. It's the best feeling. Like anytime another artist comes up and like buys one of my prints or even is just like, oh, that's beautiful. I'm like, oh my God. You like me? You really like me?
Yes.
And it's validating. So
yeah, it's been very validating to have other artists be inspired by my work. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Kudos. So you do these kind of shoots, you do portraiture, you do weddings. Mm-hmm. What's kind of your favorite of all those?
Portraiture. Weddings are second. But portraiture is something that I'm very passionate about, artistic portraiture. Weddings, I do love weddings because I'm able to really capture that couple's story. And I'm capturing moments in time that they will look back on for the rest of their lives. And I'm sure other wedding photographers will say the same thing. My take on wedding photography is that I am creating the story of their day. So with portraiture, just artistic portraiture with individuals or couples, you know, it's easy to create a story in my head, you know, and have it reflect in the art. But with a wedding, I'm I'm actually capturing the romance and the story that's already there and that's already been created. So, and that's a very special thing to me. I hold it very close to my heart. And I like being that person for them.
I can imagine. As a hopeless romantic, I'm just like...
That's me. I was avoiding saying that, but yeah, I am absolutely a hopeless romantic, if you can't tell.
I'm super relatable. So I mean, I've done photography myself forever, but I've just... I've never wanted to do that because I think I would just be crying the whole time because I cry at every wedding I've ever been to.
I've definitely cried at other people's weddings. I am that person that is just kind of wiping a tear away as I take the most beautiful shot of the couple. So
it's because we have a lot of feelings.
Lots of feelings.
So many.
That's what I'm good at.
Same. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Daphne and Daphne Photography. Welcome back to the scene, and I'm here talking to Daphne with Daphne Photography. Daphne, what do you hope other people get out of your work?
So, one of my greatest joys is knowing that people feel inspired by who I am as an artist and as a woman, as an individual. So, when I create a painterly portrait of someone, who they are really comes to life, and I want people to see the magic within my muses. So I'm inspired by words and feelings. So when I create a photo set, I want what I feel to be almost tangible. That being said, you could look at it a completely different way where I created a specific feeling in a set. I like to hear how other people interpret my work as well. I could be going for something that's super dark and moody, and someone who sees my art on social media or in person could feel a completely different way. I like to hear their reactions and how they feel about what I create. So, yeah.
I like that because, I mean, it's true with everything. Everyone sees the world differently. Everyone mm-hmm. sees what you've done differently, and while like, and especially I think as artists, we sometimes like we're caught up in what we've created. Yeah. So like I know with me, I'll be like, ooh, look at how the mm-hmm. light comes through on this picture and the light's hitting right here and it's like beautiful. Yeah. And someone else will look at it and be like, oh, but look at how the shadow is.
Exactly.
It's so different how we all see and interpret things differently.
So many people have seen things that I haven't even noticed in my work. You know, like the way light hits their face. I mean, obviously I noticed that, but the way that they describe it is so eloquent and beautiful, and it inspires me in the end.
I love that.
Yeah.
How do you hope the people that you're so you get other people's interpretations of how your work makes them feel. How do you want your subjects to feel after you've been taking their pictures?
So, my subjects leave feeling more empowered and inspired by who they are. I want people to leave a shoot with me and know that we're friends. That's very important to me as well. I've never actually left a shoot without feeling a greater sense of friendship and community. And that's very important to me. I want people to feel confident in themselves, but I also want them to feel like somebody just really cared about the time that was spent with them in that moment. Most of the people I've worked with have reached out to me and they find me, believe it or not. I don't actually just go pursue my subjects. The fact that they find me is incredible and I'm honored that they seek me out. So I want our time to be special. They want me to capture them in a very vulnerable and magical state, and that too is an honor.
I love that. And also, like, I know having had portraits done of myself before, like, mm-hmm. it's always so amazing when you look at these photos and you're like, wait, that's me?
Right.
And I would... But
I want
$1 million that your subjects feel like that.
Absolutely. And that's exactly how I want them to feel. And that's why I really I really enjoy doing artistic portraiture because I want people to look at themselves and say, I can't believe that's me.
So what's coming up next for you?
So this spring, I actually have several shoots already booked with some fantastic women. I'm very excited to work with them. And then I specialize in late summer and fall weddings. So those weddings have already been, most of them have already been booked. I'm still booking. So, and I've also gotten my hands on some vintage cameras this year. I'll be experimenting with some 35 millimeter film. That'll be wonderful. I'm excited to see what happens with that. So
that'll be a cool project to see. And how can people find your work and how to book with you?
Just social media. I'm Daffe on social media. That's the best way to reach me right now. And I look forward to, you know, people reaching out. I'd love to create with you.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.